أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من صلصال من حمأ مسنون والجان خلقناه من قبل من نار السموم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من صلصال من حمأ مسنون فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين صدق الله العظيم. This is from ayah 26 to 29 of Surah Al-Hijr. From the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the denial of the Quraysh and the disbelievers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their mockery. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then spoke about the revelation of the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat insofar as the skies, the atmosphere, the earth. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another Qudrat and another power of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the creation of insan. How did Allah Ta'ala create insan, and what was the original texture and the ingredients that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used? And of course, this is a very, very great qudrat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Certainly we created insan مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ. Number one, Allah Ta'ala uses the word salsal, which means clattering clay, clay that has a sound, that when you strike it, it makes a sound. Min hama'im masnoon. Hama'im masnoon refers to moisture, decayed mud. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about essentially, although the same, but two different modes, two different ingredients, very close to each other, which Allah ta'ala had created man. And from the other ayats of the Quran Sharif, Mufassirin have expressed that first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken sand, earth, and from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala moistened it with water, and then it began to ferment. And some have gone to the extent to explain that fermentation that had taken place was like that of dough. And from there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then created the structure of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as Allah says later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put in the ruh. But essentially and originally, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created from this very earth. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation of Adam alayhi salam, we discussed this once before, that when we look at the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, number one is Allah Ta'ala had actually created everything from nothing, because there was nothing. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used clay, or Allah Ta'ala used earth, and Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, is very indicative to us that we are absolutely nothing, that we come from something that is trampled upon on this earth. The other very important aspect is this, that there was no trial and error in the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There was no grand plan, there was no drawing that was drawn, there was no whatever technical details that is required for the building of a structure. All of that was not there. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, on the one hand, the Qudrat and the power of Allah, and on the other hand, it shows how ridiculed insan is and from where insan had come. And then Allah says, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. And the jinn we created before, that is before Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and we created the jinn مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ, from raging fire. And some, like Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, fire that is created when there is fierce wind, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala created the jinnat from this fire. When did Allah Ta'ala create the jinnat? Here Allah Ta'ala says, before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, there are certain textual evidences that show that it was up to 2000 years before the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the jinn. And the first jinn that was created, his name was Sumi. Like how Adam alayhi salam was the first human. And then Allah Ta'ala allowed them to live on this earth, and they lived for this period of 2000 years, and then they began to make fitna and fasad. In some narrations they had a leader, a king. Some have stated it was a Nabi that Allah Ta'ala had elected from amongst them, and his name was Yusuf. And then they began to go against him, they began to rebel against him, and that is when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala began to abandon them, and Allah Ta'ala began to abolish them, and hence Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ. And remember the time when we said to the angels, إِنِّي خَالِقٌ, certainly I am to create basharan, a human, min salsalin, from this clattering, or from the clay that makes a sound, min hama'im masnoon, that is from moistened, decayed mud. فَإِذَا سَوَيْتُهُ, and then when I have fashioned him, when I have designed him, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, and I breathe into him my ruh, my spirit, in other words, I give him life, فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ, then you people go into sajda to this human being. Here Allah Ta'ala did not take his name. In other surahs Allah Ta'ala says it was obviously Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And in this way Allah Ta'ala shows his great magnificence, his qudrat, his power, and at the same time he shows our very feebleness and our very helplessness on the surface of this earth. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.